Famous Phil Henry Show. Hello. Day after, on the day of. This is a Sunday Monday.
Yes, this is another one of our live streaming, and then...
live stream, and then we... What do you call it? We dump it? No, you don't dump it. What is it called? It's called a download. Then you download it on Monday, which is what... So, it's either Sunday or Monday. Welcome to the show. And we're live streaming on a Sunday, so you can hear it on a Monday. I met her on a Sunday, and...
Yeah, that's great.
Anyway, thanks for being on the line with us here. And today on the program, we're going to have with us Harvey Weierman. There's a... You know about this, right, General?
I don't know. What is it?
They're going to take off Monday.
They want to take Monday off, make Monday a holiday?
They want to make Monday a holiday. Why?
Because of the Super Bowl.
Because of the Super Bowl, and people are recovering.
Oh, for Christ's sake. They make Monday a holiday. Are you kidding me?
No, it's not a... I don't think that the Congress is, like, getting ready to really put that at the top of the agenda.
If they turn the Monday after the Super... What they're encouraging when they do that is they're encouraging the indolence and the slovenly sloth-like clown. You know what I mean by that, right?
Well, you're talking about...
I'm talking about the sloth-like sloven...
So the sloth-like sloven.
The laziness.
Well, not only laziness, but... The drinking of beer. I'm trying to think what that is.
No, you're talking about drunkenness.
No, not drunkenness.
In any event, it encourages a lot of sloppy behavior and sloppy living.
Yes, that's what you're looking for.
Oh, is that what I'm looking for? Well, thank you. Hey. So I don't even need to...
What are you... Are you talking about that?
Yes, I am. I just don't like people knowing what I'm talking about before I realize what it is I'm talking about.
Yeah, that happens a lot with you, General. I don't mean nothing by it.
Wait a minute.
No. I don't mean nothing by it. But you do at times.
Well, you know, Bud's got something there.
Yeah, Bud. Oh, yeah. Bud always has something there. It's called his penis in his left hand.
That's good.
Thank you.
All right.
Are you done?
For now, yes.
All right. So...
Yeah, so that's what I get, huh?
Take it easy. So today, Harvey Weierman's going to be with us to talk about that. Harvey's an attorney at law from San Marino. Not that that matters. Also, Tom Catton from the Tom Catton Health Wagon will be taking some time off. He's gone through some emotional upheaval. We're going to talk with him about that. And then Vernon Dozier will be joining with us to talk about the off-season training of his football players and what he'll be asking of his players and their parents this coming off-season. You know, Vernon has that summer job, you know.
Yeah, I was working at the Subway.
What is it with that Subway sandwich job that he has?
Well, you know, they don't pay teachers that well. And that's a very unfortunate thing because even though he's at a private school... They still pay them like garbage.
Yeah, he has to take that job, you know.
And he's working at a Subway sandwich shop.
Well, he's working at, yeah, some sandwich shop. So we'll find out about it. He's been there for a long time.
Well, he had that run-in with that one guy. He jacked the guy's one-foot tuna haul to hell and back.
Jesus. What do you mean?
I don't know. He made the guy's one... The guy got a one-foot-long tuna, you know? Oh, you think I'm talking about the guy's penis, huh?
Hey!
Come
on. Let go of him, General.
I only think I'm trying to pull anyway.
But you're going there like this. Get your hands out.
I'm not talking about a guy's wiener.
We're talking about the sandwich.
You notice I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, Ms. Graham, just stay far clear of this.
You're right, Robert. I'm not saying anything because I'm going to leave the crudidity to you two the wild, wonderful world of weird ass. Starring what's your name and whoever you are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You mean General Shaw?
Yeah, I know who they are.
All right. So we've got that and the footlong tuna. Yeah, that's what they were talking about. So I had dinner with my ex-wife last night.
Now you're spending an awful lot of time over there.
Well, once a week we get together and have a meal and talk about, you know, just talk about stuff because it's great catching up with her. And she said, "Hey, you know, how about if I make you dinner?" I said, "That sounds great." I'll say one thing about Maria, man. She actually took some kind of an evaluation. In school, you know, she's going to school. She's getting her degree in marriage, family, child counseling. I told you guys.
Yeah.
And they also told her that she had aptitude for cooking.
Well, I understand. For God's sake, Phil, you gained almost 100 pounds when you were married to her, didn't you?
Well, I wouldn't put that all on her.
Now, let's face it, Phil, when you got married to her, you turned into a big, fat tub of guts, didn't you?
Yeah, kind of blimped out.
All right, yes, I did. And that happens. I mean, look, every guy that gets married gains weight, so they say. Unless the guy is completely, like, just preoccupied with his ass.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, unless the guy is, like, Mr. Super Workout, Oh, I can't have any of that.
Oh, listen how you make it sound fey and gay when a man wants to take care of his body. I think it's wonderful.
I'm just saying, when you first get married, and you're happy, and you're, you know, life is a beautiful thing, man. What are you going to do? You're not depriving yourself of anything. You know, you're enjoying life, you're enjoying her, she's enjoying you, you're enjoying it. It enjoys both of you, and then it goes and enjoys its other it. And
what are you talking about?
I don't know. But and you also enjoy the food, so... And then I quit smoking back in 2009.
Yeah, Mr. Henry,
you did pedal a lot of weight then.
I did, man. I put on 40 pounds.
That's after you gave up the cigarette. Well, that happens to anybody that gives up cigarettes. It's the oral fixation. Don't do it, bud. Don't do it, man. 10 years for killing an enlisted man.
I didn't say anything, but you're the one that said about an oral fixation.
You don't have to comment on it, bud. You don't.
I know, but I think I do. You're talking about penis.
Hey! Oh! Hold him down. Come on, get away from him, will you?
God! I got tag teamed by Mark.
Like a little... Come on. You ask every time, man. You ask for it.
Well, they shouldn't say about it.
Man, just because they say oral fixation, I mean, you got to comment on it.
Yes, it do.
Yes, it do?
I mean, does.
No, it do. No, it do. No, it doesn't, man. No, it does not. No, it does not. No, it does not.
I know you tell me that, Mr. Henry.
No, it does not. You just got to learn some discipline, Jack. You got to learn some discipline is all I'm trying to say. All right, folks, let's do it. Let's go take a look now at the traffic here with Bob Bacon and the guys. Bob, traffic out there, huh?
Right now, Bill, I hear on the post-Super Bowl Sunday bus, and we're down, and you'll be breathing very easily coming out here on the High Five freeways. Get out there, take a deep breath, and get out there on the clown round downtown. Going up there, the north side out there, we're moving along the foothill freeway indication. You've got to post the caption that reads something along the lines of dial 195 to ask. That's 195 to ask, and find out about that. Hey, coming up tonight on Channel 11, if you like to pound in, you like to have your pap out, and want to have your thing clapped, you like to go out there, Channel 11 tonight with the glue line and a fine person. Let's go to Sky Boy.
Hey, Bob, I got the present for you. You asked me about that damn bomb, and right now it's just fishing from the lawn. And the worst thing bothers me, Bob, hit the 5-bar alarm, and we're going to be out there tonight with a 5-alarm fire. I don't hear South Valley, and he's a West Side Tom, and West Side Tongue, he's what his name is called, West Side Charlie. We're going to see that boy, Sky Baby Sweetman. Never mind, I will do it.
Yeah! How about lunch?
Do You Miss Me? The new play from Rex Carlisle is appearing at the Sudsbury Theater today through tomorrow. Only 2 days. Do You Miss Me? It's a play within a play. Rex Carlisle will explain it all to you. When you walk into the theater, there's no play. And then you sit there for a half hour and you wonder what happened to what it was I was going to pay for. A guy comes out on stage and says, "Do you miss me?" And you go, "Yeah, I guess. Who are you?" And the play starts. Do You Miss Me? An entirely unique way of presenting live theater. Rex Carlisle, Do You Miss Me? At the Sudsbury Theater now through tomorrow. Only 2 days to see Do You Miss Me or You've Missed It. Have you been over to Charlie Wensworth's Build-A-Hat? Well, you should. I'm Charlie Wensworth, and I came up with the idea of building a hat, the perfect hat for you. So many times we go into a hat store and we say, "There's no hat for me." Some of them are close, but it's not exactly what I would wear. At Charlie Wensworth's Build-A-Hat, you can go in, pick out the kind of bill that you want, the kind of top, the lettering or not, the band, the size, the width, the glory of it all, and the coloring. You build a hat at Charlie Wensworth's, then you put it on and you're stuck with it for the rest of your life. Because for an extra $20, we'll affix it to your head permanently so you can never take it off.
Why would anyone want that?
Why would anyone want that? You ask, why would anyone want that?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Just think about it. Your hat is stuck to your head. I guess no one would really want that.
Sounds like a real waste of promotional money and value.
Cross off that whole thing about it being stuck to your head forever. You can take it off if you want to. Charlie Wentworth's Build-A-Hat, 6140 East Clown Town in Briarsville. Or dial this number, 8Z1.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Back to Phil Henry.
Harvey Wehrman with us from the offices of Harvey Wehrman Associates. Oh, no. Wait, you're out there at Woody and Eddie's, huh?
I'm at Woody and Eddie's. Are you kidding? Of course I am. It's a perfect time to be out here. I've always enjoyed coming out here. What is that noise I'm hearing?
That was the music, Harvey.
Yeah, I'm at Woody and Eddie's here and having a little bit of a side. But we're going to go over to Ted's, but... He's on the other side of town.
Now, you are at, you're in San Marino, Harvey, and getting over to Ted's in Beverly Hills, I guess, is a bit of a hump, isn't it?
No, it's not that bad. You know, if you hit the freeway at the right time, you're across town in no time, but we had a little bit of a late work trip.
Hagahara.
Boy, Jennifer, give me another. Yeah, that's right. She's going to bring me another doors. But when you're working late, then we had to give up, and so I stopped bothering.
What did you just say?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said when you're working late, you give off in the boggering. I didn't say anything.
Oh, you wanted us to think you were mumbling.
Yeah, just to see what you guys are thinking. You know, I know you guys think that I'm senile.
Look, Harvey, I just wanted to know what you said.
That's right, so I didn't say anything. I said give off the bargaining.
Well, no, that wasn't what it was.
Really? What was it?
Forget it. Harvey, let's talk about the day after Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, let's. That's what today is.
Right. So what do you think of this conversation that people are having about it being a holiday?
Well, you can well imagine what I think. It's a stupid idea, and to give in to the instinct to take the day off after Super Bowl Sunday is to... we're taking one more step down the road of sloth. I heard one or two or eight or however many of you are there. You are talking about it. And what was that?
My voice cracked. Sorry. Well, what we were saying was...
That's what it sounded like. Went, woo!
Yes, I know.
All right.
What we were saying, Harvey, was that, yes, slothfulness, slovenliness, and the I call it slobism.
Yeah, all right. Slobism's a good word, I guess. I don't know. But to be a slob is to simply not give all that much of a damn about your work. And what you're caring most of all about is kicks and laughs and making sure that you get your kick and your laugh with each daily vitamin. And I don't think we need that in America.
Well, now, why are you supposed to be saying that we need to have the day off, you know?
Oh, look, I can tell you that. The people are getting so drunk, they're having to, and they're partying their asses off, they're having to recover.
Yeah, it's that. It could be that. It could also be giving people a 24-hour period to mull over all of the things that they've seen, and some of that may have something to do with online advertising. Yeah, advertising. Some of it might have to do with just newspaper or television advertising. They want people to take advantage of all of the different things that they're pitching, so it might have a commercial value as well.
Yeah, a lot of advertising, a lot of stuff has, and holidays are sent around commercial.
Yeah, well, like Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, yes, is absolutely commercial. And, you know, Christmas is.
Well, you know, so I didn't know that the Super Bowl represented that much in terms of commercialism.
Yeah, you get uniforms and stuff.
Yeah, you can get, like the kid said, you can get a uniform. You can get a New York Packer uniform or a Green Bay Giant uniform.
Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packer uniform and walk around wearing that.
Well, who's going to wear a Green Bay Packer uniform?
I don't know, General. What do you think they sell?
Well, they're selling merchandise. I don't know if they're selling full football uniforms.
Yes, they are. Of course they are.
I've seen women wearing football pants. Some women think they're very stylish.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about it.
I've known one woman in my entire life that wore football pants. I don't think that trend took off, did it?
Well, Phil, you know something? Yes, it did. Among my friends, for a very short period of time. But I'm not saying that there is a need for it now, but there is the possibility. I don't know, you know.
Well, seems a little ridiculous.
I'm telling you right now that they're selling football uniforms, and there's a clown out, there's somebody out there walking around wearing one.
Well, they're selling hats.
Yeah, they're selling hats and jerseys. But getting back more to the point of the day off after Christmas, or after
Super Bowl, for Christ's sake.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm trying to do the best that I... This is a Sunday afternoon for me, Monday, even though we're dumping it on a Monday.
All right, now, so thank you very much for that. We are trying to get people to think that this is Monday, even though it's Sunday.
All right, I understand.
So enough of the commercial values of things. We are talking really about people recovering after booze and food.
Yeah, and that's why, in a lot of ways, I kind of agree with the general there. You're encouraging these clowns. You're encouraging people to eat, drink, kill brain cells, and get even dumber as the years go on. If we take the day off after...
Do you need some more water?
Yeah, I don't need more water. I need more bourbon. Yeah. What was that? No, I don't want that. Give me the bullet bourbon. Yeah, make it. Yeah, thanks. So what you're going to be finding is increasingly, as the years go by, more idiots and more idiots until the brain cells are dead in every football fan in America, and you've got an underclass of imbecile, not that we don't already, which is, I think, borne out by, I don't want to say anything.
You mean Bud?
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I didn't say Bud, although I was thinking it, but once you said it, I thought I wouldn't say it.
So I'm an imbecile?
No, that's what he's talking about.
No, but I'm just talking about the underclass of imbecile that you'd be the leader of, okay?
Yeah, that's not so bad, son.
Yeah,
I mean, you'd be the leader of it.
Yeah, I know, but still.
All right, well, okay, if you don't want the job, we'll give it to somebody else.
No, I'll take it.
All right. So the underclass of imbecile that would be created...
What are we talking about here?
We're talking about the underclass of imbecile.
Yeah, let's create about a Super Bowl and give them a day off.
All right, Harvey Wehrman is with it.
Wait, I'm not done yet. The underclass of imbecile that we create and that will have a leader will then become a political force. And then you'll get like guys like Donald Trump getting elected all the time. I'm kidding around. If there's anybody out there wanting to turn their radio off, please don't. I was kidding.
All right, thanks for that. We're talking to Harvey Wehrman.
I was just kidding.
All right, well, look, political things aside,
we're talking to Harvey Wehrman. Hold on, General. Talking to Harvey Wehrman from San Marino about the day off, taking the day off after Super Bowl Sunday. People think that this is a necessary thing or it's something that should happen or we need it. The General and Harvey both. Morgan, what do you think?
Well, the General and Harvey both what?
They both are against it.
What I think is that taking the day after Super Bowl Sunday might be a good thing. It might be regenerative. People are going to take that day to act like clowns. And you know what? I could care less whether football exists, doesn't exist. They turn it into a bowling sun. I don't care. But if people are really not producing...
That's the whole thing, Sammy. Are they producing?
What about that, Harvey? You know?
Super Bowl Sunday, the day after Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, listen to this guy. Yeah.
Phil, give him a break.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, well, I think statistics show that the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday, people are as worthless as, absolutely as worthless as hell. They don't get any work done.
How do you know that?
Yeah, you could just take a look at it. They've got more photographs. If you take a look at the newspapers and the magazines on the day after Super Bowl Sunday, there are
mofo.
I know there are.
What are you trying to say?
There are more photographs of people with their hands wedged up the crack of their rear.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you, there's photographic evidence on the Monday after Super Bowl of people scratching their crotch, scratching their ass, looking at their watches, rubbing their armpits, doing everything but putting in a decent day's work.
All right. Well, there may be some validity to that since they are absolutely discussing taking the day after Super Bowl Sunday off. Harvey Wehrman joining us. We're going to take a phone call now. Let's go to Jeff in Temple City. Jeff, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking to you, Mr. Wehrman.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jeff Downer from Temple City.
Yeah, I know who you are. Yeah,
Jeff, how you doing?
Real good, yeah. I wanted to, first of all, say to Mr. Wehrman, thank you for all of the years of wisdom that you've given us through the Duke. And
get closer to the phone, son.
Oh, sorry. And everything that you do, I want to know if you believe in taking the day after Super Bowl Sunday off. I'll hang up and listen.
Wait a minute, man. That's what we were talking about.
I told him that, you know.
Well.
Hello, is this the guy? Hello? I just got done telling you, dumbass. No, I don't. I hope that helps.
Hey, Bud, you want to screen some phone calls?
The guy said he was going to ask something different.
Like what?
Then why don't you ask Mr. Wehrman about his legal fees?
My legal fees? You kidding me or something?
That kid, Doubter, he's got few brain cells left as it is from all of that dope that he smokes.
Well, I don't know. There might have been a miscommunication.
Well, how do you know that?
I don't know. I'm just taking a wild guess. So, Harvey, one final question for you, and then we'll let you go. How is your daughter, and how is your granddaughter? How's the family?
They're fine. Aren't we talking about Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, it's a little dull, so I thought I'd...
Harvey, thank you very much.
Well, I thought we could segue into the break with something a little more familiar.
No, we're all done with it.
Harvey, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Just remember, if they ever do seriously consider this, they got no help from us today, for sure.
And thanks a lot, Doubter, wherever you are.
He just called up.
Yeah, legal fees. World famous Phil Henry Show. Chop that ass down, chop that ass down. We'll be right back after these many wonderful words from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
What is this song about the ass?
Phil Hendry here for the Backstage Pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. The Backstage Pass affords you the opportunity to subscribe to our website and listen to 20,000-plus hours, years and years and years of a great radio show going back, in some instances, all the way to 1993. We've got full shows that date all the way back to 1999. And, of course, we have our current podcast. We have TV pilots we've done, radio and TV interviews that we've done. We've got a press section. We have we actually have a game section. We have a Friday night chat where we talk to all of you BSPs at least once a week. We have live feeds every now and again of the show. So, for instance, right now, we're live feeding this on a Sunday for a Monday. It's kind of like a song, you know?
Yeah, met him on a Sunday.
So why don't you do yourself a big, big favor, do me a bigger favor, and become a subscriber to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Get a subscription now at philhendryshow.com and subscribe for a month, for a year, for as long as you really want to. That's really what the essence of it is. You can subscribe until the end of time. We don't know when that'll be, but just keep on paying and paying, and pretty soon you'll probably ask yourself, now exactly when is this going to stop? Oh, look, my credit card expired.
Thanks a lot for that, General. That really helps.
Well, I'm fooling around.
Anyway, get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Rosie Lindstrom Chevrolet brings you this portion of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. If you're looking for a Chevrolet and you're looking for a guy named Rosie, this is your lucky day. Rosie Lindstrom Chevrolet. Rosie's usually on site in a plaid jacket with a pencil in his ear, on the phone, smoking a cigar. And they're Chevrolets. What year? What condition? You got me, friend. You're on your own there at Rosie Lindstrom Chevrolet.
Take the 91 freeway, get off at Pangpoon, go 1 mile to the big sign that says, "Hi, I'm Rosie. What's it to you?" Take a left, go down the dirt road, and then you'll see another couple of double-wide trailers. A man will be standing out front waving and saying, excuse me. A man will be standing out front waving and saying, "Back here, it's okay, don't worry about it." You'll drive your car slowly through a bunch of trees, then a dude in a mask with a chainsaw, but it's a joke, it's only a joke, no one will hurt you, and then you'll see a bunch of Chevrolets lined up underneath an awning that we put up temporarily. Why? Because the Chevys aren't exactly, we don't really have the titles, but it's okay, it's okay. Then you can look at them, get back in your car.
Is this gonna be done soon?
Sorry, it's done now. Rosie Lindstrom Chevrolet. You know, Tom Catton has been, he's been a long time contributor to the program. Tom is on the phone with us here from Tom Catton's Health Wagon, which is kind of a mobile operation, but right now Tom Catton's Health Wagon restaurant located in Santa Barbara is with us. Tom, I understand you are making a big decision.
I am, Phil, making a very big decision. We're selling the restaurant, and we're going to be removing ourselves from the Tom Catton Health Wagon business and the health business.
Boy.
That's right, for the foreseeable future.
Now, why this decision, Tom?
Well, I'll tell you why. I have great regard and respect for you, Phil, but ever since I've come on your program and advertised and talked about Tom Catton's Health Wagon, I've gotten crank phone calls and emails with all kinds of dirty references and insults.
You're being serious now. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Well, Mr. Catton did tell me about them.
I told Bud Dickman, this guy here, that I was getting people asking, what do I do with the bananas after the day is done? A lot of things like that.
But you know, there's a lot of kind of goofballs listening to Phil Hendry's show.
Now I know. But I didn't know it then. And I have been doing nothing but getting it right straight up the butt, Mr. Hendry, with the advertising that I've done on your program. I'm not trying to scare off other advertisers.
Well, you know that that's going to be the effect that it has.
I'm sorry about that. But ever since I came on your program and said, "Hi, this is Tom Catton's Health Wagon," with a great deal of goodwill and real serious meaning to this, I've taken nothing but...
Tom, it's Margaret Gray. So you're going to sell the restaurant and you're going to get completely out of the health food business.
Well, it's been culminating. It's been culminating for a long time. It wasn't just your program, Phil. It was a series of things that happened. When I came out with our banana shakes, we've got 5 different banana varieties. When I came out with what we called the cucumber squeeze, where we took cucumbers and squeezed it into pure juice, we got all kinds of mail and all kinds of jokes being told about the phallic, similarity between a banana and a cucumber.
Well, you know, that's going to happen.
Not to the extent that it did. But this was before we were on Phil Hendry's show.
When were you getting that, that other stuff?
Well, we had a wagon. We had our Tom Catton's Health Wagon, which was the mini wagon down on Venice Beach. And a lot of these goofball surfers and Rastafarian... No, that was the point there.
Now, Ted Bell is a guy who has advised from time to time on restaurant matters. I don't know whether or not he talked to you about this. Do you know?
I talked to Ted Bell about it, and he told me that the health wagon business, or the health food business, was not a very lucrative one in the early going. And I told him, well, I'd been at it for a couple of years, and he asked me, well, whereabouts? And I said, well, here in Los Angeles and around the areas. And he did not sound very encouraging, and that kind of put the kibosh on the rest of it for me. I thought that, well, if a restaurant guy is going to say something like that, you know, you're talking about, and the plus, Phil, wait a minute.
All right, hold on for a minute, will you? I got Ted down.
Ted, well, I was talking, for Christ's sake. Ted Bell, and I know that you're there. Tom, I'm sorry. Ted Bell here from Ted to Beverly Hills. Tom, are you there? I'm right here. I was in the middle of saying something. And, all right, well, hold on. This is a paid commercial. Yeah. I'm very, very sorry. No.
Both of you guys are in restaurants, so it's going to be very, very, very difficult to hear you. Ted Bell, and I apologize, Tom, for that.
These are the things that I worry about. Hey, Tom, it's Ted Bell. Forgive me for jumping in. I said to Bud, go ahead and throw me on the air. And that's what he did.
Well, you certainly were thrown on the air, weren't you?
Tom did is called me up and he asked me, Phil, can you give me some advice about having a health wagon business? And I told you, didn't I?
Well, yeah, what he said to me was, don't. That was one word. He said, get out and stay out. And my feeling was that was because you wanted to corner the market.
I don't want to corner any market, Tom. I'm not looking to get into the health food business.
It's very difficult to hear a man say, here's my advice for you, get out, and not even give me any advice.
When you told me it was a health food business and you had a mobile wagon that you're dragging up and down the beach in Venice.
We're not dragging anything.
Well, all right. I said, there's no point. You're going to be slugging it out in an area where there's some pretty good restaurants, and that it's just not going to. And you finally did take that advice.
I took the advice, after I got my, I don't know what it was, 200th postcard of some guy taking a photograph with himself and his girlfriend and his finger going through the circle, you know.
So, well, Phil told you that's going to happen.
Are these people that are listeners of mine?
Well, many of them, yes. A lot of it picked up. That's what I wanted to say. It started out before I started advertising on your program, but as soon as I got on your program, then it became more so. Until I just looked at Sandy and Ellis, the kids that worked for me one day, and I said, this is bull stuff. I said, we're taking it right up the butt. And that's when we decided to pack it in.
Talking here with Tom Catton, who is quitting the health food business temporarily, right?
Temporarily for now, yeah.
I don't think it's good. I think you want to quit permanently. And here's what just to show you that I'm not looking to drive you out of business, I think you should go into food product. What you've developed.
That is a really good idea there, Tom, taking the things that you've made and packaging them and selling those. And you can do that online.
I don't like the idea of selling things online. I don't think people like that.
I don't know much about it. I do know people sell barbecue sauce that way.
Yeah, but see, when you have something like, for instance, a salad dressing that I make, or a barbecue sauce, or we have different vinegars, and we have different balsamic vinegars, we have oils, and you send that through the mail, people have a tendency to think that what they're going to get at the other end is something that's fetid and rancid, and is stinking in a mailbox someplace.
If that's the way you're looking at it.
I don't know. Tom, there are a lot of people that do the mail order food business and are very successful at it. I can't tell you,
Well, there you go. You can't. Do you order food by mail? Do you, any of you out there?
You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I can tell you that I have, no, I haven't, but I do know a guy that ordered a smoked turkey for Thanksgiving.
Oh, great. And how'd that go over?
Not too good.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
Well, what are you kidding? A smoked turkey? You have to be some kind of, some sort of brain damage, some kind of lesion or tumor affecting the cognitive skills for you to order a turkey.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
But there are people that send barbecue sauce, all kinds of stuff. And by the way, there are menu services, and they refrigerate the food, and they send it to your home. This is for people that are, chefs or people that like to cook, and they send the ingredients. It's entirely, it's well preserved. It is, like I said, it's refrigerated. It is, it arrives at the house.
Well, it sounds like a big hat. I'm not going to send. I don't want people. I'm not. I don't have a cooking school that I'm doing here. Yeah, Billy's not doing a cooking school. You're selling different products. I'm not going to do it at all. I'm getting. We've taken it up the butt long enough here, you know. And as far as I'm concerned, what do you mean by taking it up the butt? What does that mean? Exactly what I mean. I mean, I'm taking it right up the butt. Well, what does it mean? It means I'm putting out a lot of energy here and getting absolutely nothing in return. I think you're putting it the wrong way, and I think it's probably going to drive more business away from you eventually.
Why? Because of what?
By saying you're taking it up the butt.
It's a little bit of a crude reference to a drop-off in business.
I want to say something, Tom. The years you've been in business doing health food, and I know that even the health food angle can sometimes scare people because people like to eat, and they like to eat what they call regular food and not health food. What if you got into the regular food business, the non-health food business?
Well, what would I be doing?
Well, you'd be selling it on your cart. You'd be going from, you know, just dragging your cart up and down the beach.
So now what am I doing? It's like...
Well, it'd be like having a hot dog stand.
So I've gone from Tom Catton's health wagon to Tom Catton's just selling hot dogs? Let me weigh in here, Tom. Yeah, you would. It'd be a hot dog stand. You put on a straw hat and an apron and wave around, hey, red huts, get your red huts. Oh, bullshit, man. You know, for everybody...
All right, I'm...
There you go again, Phil. You know,
Phil, you're going to have to butch up a little bit.
I know that, but I don't want people thinking that they can come on here. And I know that we hung up on Ted. We'll get Ted back. I don't want people thinking they can come on here and just talk in any kind of unrestrained way. Coming on here and saying, Jesus, bud, I'm not even done talking, okay?
Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil, for nothing.
I didn't mean to hang up on you. We hung up on Tom.
I know. Well, he is suffering. That guy, that boy is suffering. He's going through a hell and back. And I can tell you that I've been there, you know? I've been there. I remember we were starting our business. And it was right after my dad kicked, you know, and we had to really work hard. And there are days when you want to just pack it in.
Well, he's gotten all kinds of he's gotten all kinds of crank mail.
Well, that happens. Yeah, I get crank, especially when I'm on your show. There is a period of 3 or 4 days where we're getting nothing but all kinds of mail from people just talking about, hey, man, you know, I got some meat. Can I put it in your mouth? That kind of a deal.
Well, they warned you about that one, Ted. I mean, I don't know how you can have a term like that.
Hey, I've already argued I want to put my meat in your mouth. I've already argued that till the end of the earth, and I'm not going to change it, okay? But when I come on Phil's show, and then I get all this mail for about 5 days saying, hey, are you the Ted Bell? Are you going to put the meat in my mouth? And that goes on and on. And then, you know, hey, how about the fire pit? And how about your waitresses? And, hey, did you find any condoms in your clam sauce? And it goes on and on.
What do you mean condoms in the clam sauce?
I mean condoms in the clam chowder.
Oh, what? That was a problem.
No, it wasn't a problem. There was a condom in the clam chowder.
And it was yours, wasn't it?
Yes, it was mine, and I explained that, and I don't want to go through it again.
Ted Bell is has just joined us after Tom Catton got hung up. What's that?
Tom Catton.
Mr. Catton cannot use that kind of language and be on the show. Mr. Catton, I'm sure you understand that you cannot use that kind of language and be on my show. Mr. Catton?
It's Ted Bell.
Oh, where is Tom Catton?
Went for.
Mr. Catton, you can't use that kind of language and be on the show. Where is he?
Still Ted Bell.
Just line five!
You said four, man!
You said four!
Mr. Catton, are you there? Fuck this.
Right here. I'm sorry, I went over. I had to take a dump.
You know, you're very unrestrained now. For a man who doesn't like all of the mail, the crank mail, just as Ted Bell gets it, you are very unrestrained.
I get a lot of crank mail, Tom, but I try to keep my language clean. Well, you can keep your language clean, and I tried to, but I have to abide a lot of this horseshit that...
All right, give our regards to Ted, will you?
Yeah, hey, Ted, it's Bud. Ted, it's Bud. Yeah, God, give my regards to you. Yeah, that's what Mr. Henry said.
Tell him that... Jimmy, put him back on the line, will you? I'm sorry, man, we got to get going.
What are you hanging up
more, for Christ's sake. That's the guy.
I know that, but we got to get going anyway. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for your advertising.
Wait a minute, what's that? I got to go, Phil. We got to...
Did you hang up?
No, I did not. He did.
Oh.
Can't hang up. He can't hang up.
You can't hang up. Oh, he's gone. He hung up.
All right, man. Thank you very much for joining us here on this, what do you call this, General? Yeah, this is Dump Day. Dump Day. This is Download Day, Sunday, Monday. Thanks for joining us on our live stream here on Sunday. Thanks for joining us for our Monday show. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget to go to Podcast One and take that survey. Want to know about you.